Moving Day. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. I'm probably not in the same shape physically that I was 5 years ago, and it showed Saturday while we were moving our son into an apartment near the job he was fortunate enough to secure following his graduation from college this summer. You see, 5 years ago, falls in our household were spent chasing him around cross-country courses as he wrapped up his high school running career. As we watched the winds whip up and the rain spatter on Saturday where we were, as it did for regional cross-country meets across the state, we recalled those 6 seasons of middle school and high school cross-country. All the stories were positive, the friends made, the favorite courses, and the wonderful relationships and encouragement he always received from his coaches. The lessons learned were also obvious as he transitioned into his new phase in life: the value of hard work, the value of teamwork, the values of ethics, integrity, and respect are all things that he took away from his running experiences. It also played a role in where he chose to live, a community with a great park system, replete with running trails so he could continue recreationally the sport that he gained so much from educationally. Moving on to the next level of life was a smooth transition, and for all of us in school sports, it's a good lesson. It's really what we're supposed to be doing with these games, getting today's kids ready to be tomorrow's productive, responsible members of society. That's why we need to balance so carefully the realities of life with the realities of sports. As we invest so much more as a society into the recruitment of high school athletes to college, splash their faces onto magazine covers, and try to make national games out of what are supposed to be local learning experiences, we set up a lot of kids and a lot of adults for a fall, a big fall, a fall some never recover from. So as we move through this process of school sports, this educational process, let's remember that taking our games to the next level of life is the real prize. November is always a busy month for Michigan High School Athletic Association tournaments, and this will truly be a November to remember with unprecedented audio and video coverage on the MHSAA Network. MHSAA Network Finals coverage begins this Saturday, November 7th, at the Boys Soccer Finals at Troy Athens High School and Crestwood Middle School in Kentwood. Live streams of the audio and video broadcast of these events can be accessed from the MHSAA.tv website beginning at noon on Saturday, with a second game from each site at 2:30 p.m. Click on MHSAA Radio from the homepage of the MHSAA TV site to access the audio streams. The coverage of the boys' soccer finals will also be shown on Comcast Channel 900 on November 15th. Visit the MHSAA TV website for a complete schedule. The MHSAA Network will also have its cameras this Saturday at Michigan International Speedway in Brooklyn to cover the Lower Peninsula cross-country finals. Separate highlight shows will be produced for the boys' and girls' finals, which will debut on the MHSAA TV website in late November, along with a highlight show recapping the Upper Peninsula cross-country finals, which took place on October 24th in Escanaba. These programs will all air on Comcast Channel 900 in mid-December. And the weekend before Thanksgiving will see over 35 hours of live video programming on the MHSAA.tv website, with coverage of the semifinals and finals in girls volleyball, the Lower Peninsula girls swimming and diving finals, and a semifinal game in the MHSAA football playoffs. And on Thanksgiving weekend, audio coverage of the MHSAA football finals will be available online. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.